All right, so, I mean, first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this.
Hey, very happy.
So, I mean, I think the original idea here was to do something that could go on the website, and it would be something that that would enable yourself and other instructors, if we want to keep going with the idea, to sort of talk about stuff that they've learned and thought about with Wing Chun.
Okay.
And it could either be posted on the public or the private side of the web. We'll sort of, I guess, maybe see how it goes see sort of which audience it goes towards more.
Right.
And one of the ideas was also to have sort of, in relation to the passport, was to have maybe discussions on various areas that are touched on in the passport section. So various forms, various techniques, things like that. And I think it would be interesting to have that opportunity to read that stuff. I mean, I come from a background of, I love reading, so
yeah.
Sort of opens up the ability to do practice outside of the club and continue our training and deepen our understanding, I think. So that's sort of the frame.
Yeah.
I was thinking potentially today we could maybe talk about Sealing Tao, which
sure.
is something that we have some stuff on the web about, but I think that it's a rich area. And we could see where that takes us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it kind of as an interview, but essentially I view my role as kind of an excuse to get you to talk. So,
yeah, no, that's great.
If you don't like what I'm saying, take it however you want in any direction. And, yeah.
Sure.
The first thing I was thinking with Sealing Tao, maybe starting from a very general level before we get into the specifics of Sealing Tao itself,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking with Wing Chun, and we start a lot of the classes doing the forms. Why forms? Why do forms at all? Why do them at all? Why forms? Why that term? Why that word?
Yeah.
Why do we do them on our own when so much of Wing Chun is with others, in relation to others?
Yeah.
It's just sort of general questions about forms before we get to Sealing Tao.
Well, before I offer some information, I guess I would call it, just to talk a little bit more about where the information is coming from. So by no means is it the definitive answer. In any art form that is practiced by human beings, it inevitably is going to become diverse and differentiated and have a cultural drift and all kinds of nuances. And any art form, I don't think, is tangible for any one human being to fully grasp and understand. So even me as a Sifu, as a teacher, I mean, my understanding is limited. There's no way I can fully comprehend, understand, embody the full expression of this art form. So keeping that in mind, I'm going to be offering a partial understanding based on direct teachings from my Sifu, from my Sigong, from the readings I've done, from my own direct experience. And so I offer that for people to then have their own experience and see if it's true for them. So not as I'm passing the gospel down, so to speak, but I'm offering some ways that people can engage in this information for their own learning and coming to their own understanding and discovering of the art. So having said that, now I got that out of the way, and just know that that is attached to everything I say. Why forms is your question. And then why do we train by ourselves as opposed to martial art where we want to have contact? So, you know, my understanding around forms is in order to perfect an art, we need to have some mindful repetition. And forms help us sort of in a nice package take the real essence or competencies or theories or principles or attributes in a set that we can practice over and over again. And so when we look at the Wing Chun system, which, you know, is through our lineage, you know, the Fat Do, the understanding of how to train, you know, we have three empty-handed forms, the Mok Zhong, and then two weapons forms. So each of those forms represents sort of a sequential or scaffolded learning curriculum that supports the next level, that supports the next level, that supports the next level. So Sealing Tao is sort of your entry-level foundation for you to just build some basic competencies, some tools, some basic understandings, some embodied structures that will help you then take it to the next level. So oftentimes the metaphor that I use when I'm teaching this is, you know, Silam Tao is like, if you're building yourself a house, you're digging a ditch, you're digging your foundation. You can't really live in the foundation. You can't frame it. You can't have parties in it. You can't live in it. You're just grounding it from a place to then build upon. So what does Silam Tao do in terms of the forms? Well, it gives us some basic movements and postures that allows us to start to embody some of the theories, principles, and attributes and supporting ideas of the whole system. So let me just name those explicitly for anyone who's interested. So two theories of straight line and center line, six attributes, right? Coordination, orientation, timing, balance, sensitivity, and what's the other one? I'm always forgetting one. Structure, timing, balance. Did we say balance? Balance, timing, orientation, coordination, sensitivity, timing. I hope I got them all in there anyways. Three principles: saving time, saving movement, saving energy, and everything that we do. And so that really is what Wing Chun is how to embody all of those theories and principles and attributes in a harmonized way in a moment of time on contact with someone else's energy. That's the full expression of Wing Chun. So that's a pretty magical, high-level embodied wisdom. So you have to start somewhere. So Silam Tao helps us get that foundation. So what does it do? So it introduces us to our static horse stance, stationary. It doesn't move, right? So we just want to build that internal structure that when we're sinking the knees, we're lowering our center of gravity. When we're thrusting the pelvis forward and squeezing the adductors, right, those inner thigh muscles just below the groin, that thrusting and squeezing binds the upper and lower body together, which basically takes your whole body and makes it move as one structure. So that's really important to understand that anything that we do in Wing Chun, we're bringing our entire being into the center line. We're receiving energy, generating energy, feeding it through the whole structure. This is where someone of a smaller stature can have a hope to defend themselves against someone who might have bigger body size or bigger muscles, right? Because if they don't have the skillful training, my whole body can deal with someone's big arm if I'm a small person. So just that horse stance gets you to lock your upper and lower body together and root it in a low center of gravity into the ground. So that's a big part of what Silam Tao teaches you, is through the four emotions that you lock and hold and internalize that structure. Now, I know you're a practitioner, you know what that structure looks like. It looks very awkward and a little weird and sort of unnatural, and it's a training tool. It's like training wheels. It's like scaffolding on a building. You take those off. Right, but the internalized structure is available to an individual on a moment of contact. So in Wing Chun, you're not going to walk around with that funny sort of toes in, heels out structure. Right, it's just to help you internalize the upper and lower body moving as one unit. What else does Wing Chun, Silam Tao actually train you? Well, it introduces you to where the center line is. So that vertical axis, or as my Sifu calls it, the sagittal plane that runs down the length of your body through the core line of it, extended forward away from you, that's the center line. So you're trained to start to keep your hips and shoulders square and structured behind the center line and to place your hand and wrists on the center line in different hand positions. So you're training center line in very simple, easy movements for beginners. You're training to use straight line techniques, which is again a big part of Wing Chun theory, is that the overwhelming majority of our techniques go in a straight line. What else are you learning? You're learning in the first section to relax, to go slow, to be very mindful, to give your nervous system lots of time to notice subtle adjustments and movements as you add structure to arm positions that move away from the body and change structure as the wrist retreats on the center line. You're learning how your relaxation allows you to feel confidence. It supports you later on for sensitivity, for timing, for developing power. So sensitivity and relaxation all work together. So you're just learning these sort of beginning theories, principles, and attributes in very simple, easy to learn movements in a way that's not going to overwhelm somebody in a static horse stance, so that we're not challenging their balance and getting them to get all tight and tense. Right? So again, just referencing back that these are just foundational skills to help support higher level ones later on and more often. So you're learning your horse stance, you're learning center line, you're beginning to train straight line. You're learning, basically maybe a dozen or so different Wing Chun techniques, hand positions. You know, the most common ones that are going to be available to you. So you get to learn some of those movements.